Hello and thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is the Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Undefeated, and I'm your host for today and the coming weeks. Hello and welcome once again to the Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. I hope you are keeping safe wherever you are, safe from, of course, COVID, but also safe from the weather. Of course, I'm aware that people from all around the world are listening to this. Some of you will be in very, very hot countries and others will be, like myself, sitting here unable to get to work because of the snow. Yep, that's right. We've got snow here in the UK. There's actually snow falling at the moment, and the roads are pretty treacherous. Not helped by the fact that actually the council in the area that we live has gone bankrupt, and therefore doesn't seem to be any hint of salt anywhere on the roads, any grit on the roads. So I've not been able to get to work today. There's a treacherous hill. Well, every direction you go down to my practice, there are steep hills. And apparently, good old Facebook, were people were on there yesterday sharing, and apparently the hill was littered with stranded cars. And it's like an ice skating rink. So I had to decide not to go to work today and cancel the clients, which probably actually, even if I'd gone to work and managed to make it in one piece, probably they would have cancelled anyway. And I would probably advise them to, being elderly. And, you know, we've done talks on here before about the dangers of falls. And the last place you want to end up in at the moment is in a hospital in A&E because you've had a fall. Or for that matter, a car accident. Anyway, I hope that you've had an amazing week, whatever you've been doing. Maybe you are making the most of the snow now. Maybe you're getting out there and you're going to have snowball fights. Maybe you're going to go sledging. That's the plan for me later on today, is for take the kids out, try and find some remote place locally where there aren't too many people. Socially distanced, of course. And I bought two sledges. And they were a good deal, or at least as far as I can tell, they were a good deal. They're still in pristine condition because the day I bought them, ever since then, the snow melted and there hasn't been any snow for the last 4 years to speak of. So the fact that we've got some snow today means that actually, provided I can get to the back of the shed and I can dig them out, and provided that they are still usable, hopefully we can find a little bit of a hill. I know where there's a small one. Not too dangerous, and we'll go and do a little bit of sledging later on, so I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, wanted just to share with you today some things that are in the news for diabetes, as we normally do. Go to various places on the internet to look for these things, and usually most of the items come up from diabetes.co.uk's website. A great resource. If you haven't been there before, do go along. And if you've got type 2, they've got a very good low-carb program as well, which can help people to have a low-carb diet and to control their diabetes better and even put it into remission or reversal. So we're going to have a look at the items of news, and then a little bit later on we're going to talk a little bit about love, because I think, you know, love is in the air. We're in the second week of February, and what happens in the second week of February? Of course, it's Valentine's Day. And that brings me actually to my other show, to mention that as well. My other show, the Foot Health Show. We did do a talk there about foot health. I did a bit of a talk as well about acronyms and the acronyms that can be used around the Valentine's theme around love, love letters. And you know, we did a little bit of a historical tour on the use of acronyms over the centuries, over the millennia even, because apparently the Romans were even using them. And it might be worth your while going along there, just having a listen, just out of interest for that side of things. But then we go into more depth using the acronym SWALK for foot health tips, foot health advice, how you can best love your feet. So go and have a look at the Foot Health Show. Please do have a look, take some time to have a look through the schedule of all the different shows that UK Health Radio put on. And even have a look at maybe the biographies of the different presenters, because there's some really interesting folk there and some amazing stories they've got behind why they are radio presenters now. They're not just commercial radio presenters getting paid to do what they do. Pretty much all of us are doing it out of our passion to help you as a listener with whatever topic it is that we are passionate about. In my case, of course, it's diabetes and foot health and preventing amputations. But all the other presenters have their own agenda, their own passion that they want to get across. So have a look at that. You can go to ukhealthradio.com. And if you go to the presenters tab, then you can look up all the different presenters and what it says about them. You can find a bit about me as well, and you'll find links to their websites, and you'll find a link to their present show as well. And if you go to that, you'll then be able to see previous shows also. So it can be a great resource. There's so many amazing people speaking about amazing topics on there. I really encourage that. The other thing I'd encourage as well is to go to look at the Health Triangle magazine, which is UK Health Radio's magazine, online magazine. Some great topics in there as well. I do a couple of articles most months. Occasionally, I get caught up and manage to only get one in. And sometimes it is a combined effort of the diabetes show and of foot health show. And my two articles are called The Diabetes Sweet Spot and Foot Notes. And you can find all sorts of different articles there. And if there's something you want me to write about or something you want to hear about on the radio, then please do get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me via contact@undefeated.org. Contact@undefeated.org. Undefeated spelt with all E's there. UNDEFEETED.org. And I'll be more than happy to consider whatever topic it is that you are requesting for us to speak about in more detail, or for me to write about for the Health Triangle magazine article. We've got two articles in there this current month, which might well be worth your while looking at. If you want to know what they are, then first of all, the Diabetes Sweet Spot is going to be talking a little bit about what I'm going to be talking about today, which is loving yourself, loving your body, and we're going to look at that in a little bit more detail, again using the acronym SWALK as well. SWALK, for those of you who don't know, stands for, used to be put on love letters, probably still is, but used to be put on the back of love letters for standing for sealed with a loving kiss, but that's not what we are using it for. So let's get into the news items, and I would encourage you to look into them in more depth, because I really don't have time to go into them in full detail. I just give the headlines, a little bit more information on any of the particularly interesting ones. So the first one is, as I say, from diabetes.co.uk's website, and it says Western diet found to impact cognitive health. Now, cognitive is one of those words that you sort of know what it means, but you probably haven't actually learn what it really means. You've sort of got a good indication of it. So I'm just going to read a couple of definitions out of it, in so much as that it refers to the mental action or process of acquiring knowledge and understanding through thought, experience, and the senses. It encompasses many aspects of intellectual functions and processes, such as attention, the formation of knowledge, the memory, working memory, judgment and evaluation, reasoning and processing, problem solving, decision making, production of language, understanding. All of those things are encompassed by this word cognitive, our cognitive function. And what one of the things that I looked up, and it was saying that it's the mind is like an information processor, and that if you think about a computer where the processor's not working properly, you're not going to be able to do what you want to with it. You're not going to get any useful information out of that computer. It's not going to be able to process what you are putting into it and asking it to do for you. And I guess that's what happens with our minds, our bodies, as time goes by, as our computers get a bit older. But also, if we don't look after them as well, if we bash our computer about a bit, if we don't give it the right care and attention, the updates that it needs. And I think, you know, with our bodies as well, we need to keep updating them with good health and with maybe medication at times. But certainly we need to be looking after ourselves. And when we don't, that's where the cognitive behavior and function can be affected. So it is interesting that Western diet is said to have an impact on cognitive health. The benefits of things like the Mediterranean diet have been known for a long time, but there's been a team from Rush University Medical Center, which I believe is in Chicago, and they did a study which showed that even people who are eating a Mediterranean-style diet, which is definitely a positive thing to do, when they combine that with fried food, with sweets, with refined grains, with red meat and processed meat, it was observed that the benefits of eating the Mediterranean part of the diet seemed to be diminished. They used data from 5,000 people from Chicago, and they were looking at people age 65 and over. And this was done over a period of time. Every 3 years, the volunteers were asked to complete an assessment, testing their skills and memory. And they were also asked about what they consumed food-wise and how often they consumed it. And Dr. Pooja Agarwal said that the people who were leading a high Mediterranean diet, they appeared to be about 5.8 years younger in age cognitively. She went on to say that the more we can incorporate green leafy vegetables, other vegetables, berries, olive oil and fish into our diets, the better it is for our aging brains and bodies. Next one is that saccharin does not increase the risk of type 2 diabetes. Saccharin, of course, the artificial sweetener, has been thought to increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Professor George Karyaz, who is the assistant professor of biological chemistry and pharmacology at Ohio State, said, "It's not that the findings of previous studies are wrong, it's just that they didn't adequately control things like underlying health conditions, diet choices, and lifestyle habits." They have been studying the artificial sweetener saccharin in healthy adults, and they've isolated its effects and found no change in the participants' gut microbiome or their metabolic profiles, as had been previously suggested. Do go and have a read up on that one. Next one's particularly of interest. Metformin found to reduce risk of dying from COVID-19. Apparently, those who take metformin to manage their type 2 diabetes are less likely to die from COVID-19 should they become infected, researchers have said. Now, I don't know whether that is something that the metformin is doing or whether it is just the fact that the blood sugars are better controlled, because we know that blood sugar, the bad control of that is definitely a risk factor for succumbing to the COVID-19. I'm not sure. Have a read of that one. See what you can come up with. Dr. Shalev, who is the director of UAB's Comprehensive Diabetes Center, said that it might have something to do with the drug's previously described anti-inflammatory and anti-thrombotic effects. But certainly people taking metformin, apparently it has quite a dramatically reduced risk for people when they do develop COVID-19. The next one is a really positive one for any of you with type 2. If you've had it for some number of years and you think that there's nothing you can do about it, think again. This one is, man puts type 2 diabetes into remission 23 years since diagnosis. And he's done this by going on the diabetes.co.uk's low carb program. The GP put him on that, and he's found that he's actually now in the position whereby he is he has been told that his diabetes is in remission. Prior to joining this program, this gentleman, who is 65, had suffered with having to have a triple coronary bypass and having a fake pacemaker fitted. So obviously his health wasn't brilliant, and it had taken its toll, but he was still able to put his diabetes in remission. So let that give you some real positive vibes and some real encouragement that you can do it too. So check it out. Go to diabetes.co.uk's website and have a look at the low carb program there, or get in touch with us if you want to do something with us. We'll be more than happy to try and help you as well. We look forward to hearing your stories. If you manage to put yours in remission, then please do get in touch with us, and we can report it here on UK Health Radio, your success stories. Another article is always welcome. These ones about another COVID-19 vaccine, which has been found to be nearly 90% effective. This is a UK developed one by Novavax. And it's supposed to be 89.3% effective at preventing COVID-19 and 86% effective at protecting against the new UK variant. So that's exciting. They've done a trial on 15,000 people aged between 18 and 84. Another article says 1 in 7 people have had COVID-19 here in the UK since January. I'll leave you to look into that one. Next one is, I think, important on a couple of levels. It's a study shows COVID-19 antibodies last for 6 months. Apparently, 88% of people in this particular study, 6 months after they'd tested positive, still had antibody traces in their blood, which is, you know, good news. We don't, you know, obviously it would be good if they lasted forever. And I don't think they really know that at the moment, whether that will be the case. But on the other side of things, also, we've got to be aware that actually, even if you've got antibodies in your blood, it's not that clear whether you are safe and whether you are going to be safe to others. So Professor Sir Rory Collins of UK Biobank, principal investigator and also the chief executive and British Heart Foundation professor of medicine and epidemiology at the University of Oxford, said, both with vaccines and indeed with past infection, we don't yet know what impact that has on the ability to be carrying the virus and transmitting to others. So I think one important message, both for people who have been infected and for people being vaccinated, is you may be protected to some extent, but you may still put others at risk. It's important to maintain the social distancing and the lockdown measures in line with the government guidance. And the final one, which you may want to pick up your ears and hop onto some online shopping store. Doctors urge people with COVID-19 to buy home oxygen measuring device. Yeah, it may be worth getting one, even if you haven't got COVID-19, in case you or one of your loved ones gets it. One of the symptoms, danger symptoms actually, of coronavirus is that oxygen levels in the blood can drop to dangerously low levels without you even realizing it. This is known as silent hypoxia. And it means, of course, if you aren't aware of it, we all know what happens with people that aren't aware of things, don't we, with diabetes and neuropathy. If you're not aware of it, you don't go and seek help at the right time. You end up going too late. Well, there's a gadget you can get called a pulse oximeter, which reads the oxygen level in your blood non-invasively. You just clip it onto your finger, or you can put it onto your toes as well, but onto your finger. And what it does is it measures the oxygen level very simply at home, so you can get an idea. Apparently, in England, the devices are currently being given to people who've become infected with coronavirus and are over 65 or who have other health conditions. And the idea is that you monitor yourself, your oxygen levels at home, and if they fall to 93 or 94%, then they should speak to their GP or call 111. And if the level drops below 92%, they are told to go straight to hospital. Of course, it's probably not a bad idea to get the device before you get sick, so you can actually try it out, test it out on you and on somebody else that's healthy, and see what your normal levels are. And then just to make sure it's working properly as well. And then you know what to expect. If you do get sick and your levels going down to those levels I just mentioned, then seek help immediately. Well, that was certainly quite a lot of news items there. Time is ticking by. The snow is still falling here and the kids are, well, they're still doing some of their schoolwork, although they are itching to get out into it. Anyway, we're going to take a break right now. Not so I can go sledging, but so that you can contemplate what we're going to be talking about today. The song we're going to be listening to is Mariah Carey, with her version of I Want to Know What Love Is. Of course, it was originally done by Foreigner back in the 80s. I grew up with this song, love it very much. And I just came across Mariah Carey's version, which I believe has had millions more views on YouTube than the Foreigner one originally. Hope you enjoy it. But please do think about it. You know, you want to know what love is. Well, I want us to think about what is love for our selves. What is love for our bodies? Why should we love our bodies? And what are some ways that we can show love to our bodies? And we're going to talk about that after the song. So please enjoy Mariah Carey and I Want to Know What Love Is.
I need it when I'm colder. Hey, in my life, there's been a heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now, I've traveled so far to change. Around me, I've got nowhere left to hide. It looks like love has finally found me.
I want
That was Mariah Carey and I Wanted to Know What Love Is. You are listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. My name is Peter Alton and I just want to share with you today a way of thinking that can help you to love your body more than ever before. The importance of why you should do and hopefully the results that you can get from doing that. Hopefully many of you already are in a position where actually you do appreciate the body that you have been given, the internal way that it works, the amazing connectivity between your brain and what your feet do, what your hands do, what your mind is able to contemplate and think, your memories, all those wonderful memories that you can think back upon. The body really is an amazing thing. And I don't know about you, but for me, it takes more faith to actually believe that we developed and evolved from amoebas than it does to believe in the fact that we have a creator who created us the way that he wants us to be, the way he wants a frog to be, the way he wants a flower to be. It is too much of a coincidence for all of those things to have developed, in my view, from amoebas and from single-celled organisms that came about. Anyway, we are not all here about just evolution and whether or not there is a God, but that is going to play a bit of a part of my talk today. If you want to look into it a bit more, then my article in the Health Triangle magazine this month, which is called The Diabetes Sweet Spot, From Me to You This Valentine's Day Swalk. That's the name of that title, and it is very much similar to what we're going to be talking about a bit today. Hopefully, you are in a position where you are very happy with your life and very happy with your body. But there are very many people, very many times, and myself included, where you aren't that happy with what you've got. Yeah, maybe it is the belly, the beer gut, even if you don't drink beer, the paunch. Maybe it's the double or even triple chin. Maybe it's you feel that you are too skinny. Maybe you feel that your hair's the wrong color. All these things can really nag us and bring us down. And yet, really, we should just be content with the way that God has made us. And then if we have maybe made ourselves not quite the way that he intended us to be by overeating or by doing other things to ourselves, which maybe we shouldn't have done, then all we can do really is do our best at this point in time to look after our bodies as best we can. And that's what I wanted us to think about during that song, I Want to Know What Love Is. Because I think going forwards, it would be really important for each one of us to really search ourselves and think, well, do I know what love is? Do I know what love for my body is really like? Do I really respect my body the way that I should do, given that it was created for me, given that I only have that one body and that it is all the time getting older, and all the time it is going to be getting a bit more worn out. The Bible talks about love as being something which is really, really special. God is love. It talks about how we should really love our bodies because that is the temple that God lives in. Yeah, God doesn't live in the church down the road. He actually inhabits us. It's that he gives us his Holy Spirit, if we become Christians, to live within us. So we really should respect the very body that we have, God's temple, and really look after it. The Bible also says, love your neighbor as yourself. And that doesn't mean just focusing on other people. First of all, it means actually focusing on yourself. It's important to look after those around you, to love them, but love them as yourself. Make sure you are looking after your own body. And very often, I think in families, that can be that situation where actually everyone gives up on loving the other person. You are you're caught in this trap, maybe, of your health isn't great, your diet may not be good, your activity level may not be good. And rather than loving yourself and then loving others as yourself, encouraging them to have good habits as well, very often it can be that one person just tries to do the good habits themselves. I know in my own life here, I tend to be the one in the house here that eats most of the salad. My daughter with type 1, she does try to eat healthily as well. But some of the time, there's some other pretty unhealthy things going on. And do I really put my foot down enough? Probably not. Maybe I need to love my family more by being tough sometimes and putting my foot down on what they are being what they've choosing to eat, what they're putting in the grocery basket, what they're putting into their mouths. Anyway, today I want to talk a little bit about some ways that you can learn to love yourself and some reasons for it, and just how you can really make a difference in your life. And we're going to use the acronym, which actually I've used the same acronym for the Foot Health Show this week, but obviously this one is going to have some different meanings behind it. And it's the one SWALK. SWALK stands for Sealed With A Loving Kiss. But actually here we're going to talk a little bit differently about it. We're going to have a different meaning for each of those letters. Okay. First one is going to be S, and that is going to be standing for search. Search. Why search? Well, because there is so much that you can search for to benefit yourself as a person living with diabetes. Okay, you can really understand your disease so much better if you look for information on it. You know, I talk about the diabetes sweet spot, and diabetes sweet spot really relies on you getting into the safest place possible by understanding what is going on with the disease, having knowledge about your disease, having knowledge about your health, having knowledge about your own particular body and what can go wrong. What could this diabetes do to you? If you don't know, then you're not going to act. You're not going to look after yourself. But actually, if you do know just how bad it can be, then you're much more likely to love yourself and to be in a position to love yourself. So that is S of SWALK for search. W is for watch. Watch. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, watch means keep an eye open for trouble. You know, have some way of looking at your body and making sure that you know that there are some risk factors. So the classic one, the number one for anyone with diabetes, is knowing what your blood sugars are like, monitoring them. If you aren't testing a measure and you can't know how bad your diabetes is, and there's no point waiting for 3 months and then suddenly realizing that actually you've had a bad 3 months, much better to be regularly checking. You know, ideally, every day, checking your blood sugars as somebody with type 2 diabetes. If you've got type 1, then obviously you're going to be doing it regularly anyway, more than once a day. But if you are a type 2, then you should really be doing it at least once a day. And if not, then at least as often as you possibly can, to make sure that things aren't going adrift, to make sure that you're not slipping back into bad habits, your weight's not gradually increasing and your insulin resistance gradually getting worse. Make sure that you are watching that. Make sure that you're aware of your other issues with your body. So maybe, you know, the classic for me, of course, is dealing with feet, is for someone to have that diabetic foot assessment on an annual basis and know the risk that they are at. Okay, you can watch out for problems then. If you know that you've got some neuropathy, you're able to watch out for any significant problems that might really develop into something much more serious. How loving is that for your body, to make sure that you are putting yourself in the safest possible place to be able to be safe from injury, safe from developing an ulcer, developing gangrene, safe from having an amputation ultimately. So S and W from SWALK, searching and watching. A, of course, is for that all-important one, acting. Really, any loving relationship between a man and a woman, or between friends, any loving relationship needs some action. If you're not taking action, you're likely to be taking for granted the other person. And I think sometimes we take our bodies for granted. We just assume that those feet are always going to be able to perform for us. And actually, if we're not taking action to look after them, person with diabetes, chances are that they will not be there forever, able to do what you want them to do. The aging process itself is going to limit what you can do, but with something like diabetes, there are so many more complications that can lead to really big issues, really serious issues with your health, which mean that you're not going to be able to do what you want to do later in life. So please, A is for action. And it needs to be, of course, remember, timely action, taking the action at the correct time. There's no point taking action for, let's say, a wound on your foot if you're taking action a week after the wound occurred. That is too late, and it could actually have led to something much more serious by then. So your action needs to be timely, and you need to know what to do. You need to take the appropriate action. So do get yourself really clued up on diabetes and how to manage it, okay? On what to eat, on what activity to do, on how to look after your feet, on getting your retina tested. All these things, really, really important. That you search, get knowledge, that you watch and are aware of your own risk and problems, and then that you take appropriate and timely action. Carrying on with our acronym, L is for listen. Listen. And that really, we've got two angles to listen in here. We've got, on one hand, you've got to listen to what the experts say, what good friends say, and also to a degree what your conscience says as well. So getting good advice from people, appropriate advice for you as a particular person. Okay, you've got to listen to what they say. I always recommend that you do have not just your consultant, who maybe is, or your GP, who maybe sees you if you're lucky once a year, but that you have people in your life who are not necessarily experts, but who are clued up to what diabetes is all about. So try and have that diabetic sweet spot, a buddy, as we term them here at Undefeated. Have that person in your life who cares for you enough to be able to challenge you, to be able to encourage you, to be able to help you in your journey with diabetes. And it isn't doing it from a place of ignorance, but they've actually looked into it a little bit and they understand what you're going through to a degree. Have that person there and listen to them. Listen to what your own conscience is saying as well. You know that time when you're in the kitchen and there's something sitting there that you want to eat, but actually you know your conscience is pricking you that you really, really shouldn't be eating it? Learn to really listen to what your conscience is saying. And then again, of course, remember the action bit of it, acting on it and not doing what your body is tempting you to do. On the other hand, of course, remember that we should love our neighbours as ourselves as well. And it's all very well you listening to the advice. It's you listening to the challenges, to the encouragement. But what about you? Are you talking to others? Are you sharing with others? Are you challenging others? Are you encouraging others? Give them the opportunity to listen to you as well. And you'll find that when you are actually teaching others, when you are actually sharing with others, that your own conviction grows as well, that you are able to be stronger in resisting the temptations yourself when you've actually been talking to others about it. You can bounce things off each other. You can get into a good discussion about ways that you actually overcome things yourself and they can share with you. A really, really, really powerful thing is to listen. Try and do more listening than talking, but where appropriate, do a bit of talking as well to share with that other person. It's a two-way thing that both can be helped by. Coming up to the final one, K, Swalk, remember, sealed with a loving kiss for you and your diabetes. Well, S was, of course, for searching. W was for watching. A for acting. L for listening. What is K for? Well, K is for kindness. Okay, kindness. So above all of this, if you want to look after your body, if you want to be in love with your body, if you're in love with someone else, you want to be kind to them. You want to be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Okay, if you've messed up, if you've fallen back, if, you know, we're at that time of year, beginning of February, a lot of New Year's resolutions will have been broken, particularly with what we're going through with lockdown. I don't know about you, but sometimes you feel really down. Sometimes you just really feel like, you know what? I want to eat that piece of chocolate. I want to have that drink. If you've messed up, if you've not really stuck to what you said you were going to, be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Don't get all messed up. Hey, try to help yourself, okay? To start again. Just reset. Reset. Go back. And say, you know what? Yep, I did a boo-boo there, but I'm going to stick with this. And this is where friends, having people, family, friends, having that sweet spot buddy can really be helpful. Having that person who is able to coach you into action, coach you into forgiving yourself, coach you into being able to stick with what you're doing. And if you want somebody like that in your life, then please do get in touch with us, because we want to try and put people together to be able to help one another. And at Undefeated, we often do that with our courses that we run. We try and put people together, and we will be running some online webinars shortly, which are going to be able to join up with other people and hopefully find somebody who's going to really be a significant change in your life and you in theirs to help them with their diabetes. I should point out, though, that although K is for kindness, sometimes you do have to be cruel to be kind. Okay, sometimes you do have to say the things that the person doesn't want to hear because you know it's the best thing for them. And really, sometimes in your own life, you need to do that as well. You need to think, oh, gosh, you know, even though I really want that, I know I shouldn't do. I'm going to be kind to my body. I'm going to love my body. So I hope you've enjoyed listening today. I hope you've been able to get some convictions about taking the love of your body to a new level, because really we owe it to our bodies. We owe it to ourselves to love ourselves, to look after ourselves, and to help look after those around us that we love as well. I hope it's been helpful to you. I'm going to leave you with a song, and the song is by REO Speedwagon, and it is called Keep On Loving You. And I hope that you are going to keep on loving yourself going throughout this coming year. If this talk has risen any questions in your mind at all, any prompted you to think of any topics you want to talk about, please get in touch. You can do that via contact@undefeated.org, contact@undefeated.org. And I'd be more than happy to call you back or to email you back, and maybe even to get you involved in some of our webinars in the future that we will be hosting. Please do go to undefeated.org's website and have a look at what we've got going on there as well. If you are concerned about your feet and diabetes, then check out my book, Undefeated by Diabetes. Again, you'll find it on the website there at undefeated.org. Undefeated with all E's. Let me leave you, as I said, with this song, REO Speedwagon. Keep on loving you, and really have a fantastic week ahead. Enjoy the snow if it's snowing where you are. God bless you.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. Should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you laid still in the grass, all coiled up in the innocence. And no, I know. Together.
And that is it for this week's show. You've been listening to Peter Alton with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetes sweet spot, living the ideal diabetic lifestyle. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Take good care and God bless.